Now, I told you a couple of weeks ago about this bloke who swerved in front of my mum on the avenue at Southampton, didn't I?
Yes.
I was in the car at the time. He gets out and shouts some really rude words at my mum. Now, I didn't get out of the car and lamp him.
You kind of hid under the glove box, didn't you?
On this occasion, I decided to do the right thing and took his mobile number, which was handily on the car for sale sign he had in the back window. So rude, this bloke. And has so far refused to apologise. See, if it was me he was abusing, I wouldn't mind. I would have left it, but this is my mum. You wouldn't let that happen to your mum, would you?
I wouldn't let it happen to my mum, no.
And then not use your power of having a national radio show to sort him out a bit.
Exactly.
Now, you must have seen this. The actor, Alec Baldwin, it's been in all the papers, it's been on the internet, has left an answerphone message for his 12-year-old daughter, having a right go. Alec was very annoyed with his daughter because when he called, she didn't pick up the phone. He had a proper go at her. So I thought I should phone this rude bloke with clips of Alec.
In Alec's defence, we all lose our temper with our children from time to time.
Yeah, but it's quite severe. But I thought, Alec, you know, he was annoyed with his daughter. We're really annoyed with this bloke. Let's put the two together. All right, let's do it. And don't worry, everybody will now be able to hear this, not just people who are under 25. I did promise this at 5:15, and our crack team of experts have been sorting it out ever since. Here it is, Alec Baldwin calling the rude car man.
Hello?
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay?
Hello?
I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
Who is it?
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing and I go when I make that phone call.
I don't know what you're going on about.
I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you.
Nah, you got the wrong number, mate, I'm afraid.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay? You have insulted me for the last time.
Hello?
You've made me feel like
No, I don't think so, mate.
Right, he doesn't seem that bothered at the moment, does he, really?
No.
Whatever.
You've made me feel like
No, I don't think so, mate.
Right, so then he gets another call. Remember, all this abuse was originally directed at a 12-year-old girl.
Hello?
And you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again.
Sorry, I'm a bit confused.
I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out.
Oh.
I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again.
Off.
Yeah, getting a little bit more irate now, so let's call him again.
Hello?
So you better be ready Friday to meet with me, so I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are.
Off.
Okay, bye. Again?
Hello?
I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Off.
One more then.
Hello?
And this you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do.
Okay, bye.
This is Radio 1.